The oil spill continues to be front and center.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. We're going to get a take on the global perspective now, what's happening in business and economics around the world, and how it affects the United States. We found out only moments ago the new British Prime Minister, David Cameron, and President Obama will speak this weekend on the telephone. The conversation is certain to include the BP oil disaster. BP says it's having some success capping the leak in the Gulf of Mexico, but its stock is being hammered anyway, down another 4% today in trading in London. And that's after the U.S. government sent signals it's going to increase its oversight of the country and its actions in the Gulf, the company, I should say, and its actions in the Gulf. Now, joining us live to talk about it is Carol Lajoyes from the Financial Times in London. Good morning.
Good morning.
So BP's been hurting, yes, but we saw some positive things, at least with the company capturing more oil than ever from the leaking well. Why the financial hit?
Well, I think it has everything to do with politics. It's the tone out of Washington. The U.S. is terribly important to BP's business. And the fact that the U.S. president is going against BP so hard is really making people worried.
Reports in the Financial Times, Carola, and elsewhere say President Obama wants to prohibit the company from paying dividends, profits to its shareholders. And the administration may try to charge the company for the lost wages of those workers idled by the leak. How likely is that? And can he do that legally?
I think we all almost fell off our chair when we heard these things. I don't know whether they can do that legally. It's definitely rather unusual. And I think the whole tone has been very aggressive. We're a little surprised at the kind of tone we're hearing against BP versus against, for example, Goldman Sachs. And I think that is very much affecting the share price.
All right. Well, we thank you so much. Carol Lajoyes joining us from the Financial Times in London.
Okay, thanks.
Despite BP troubles, markets are rebounding a bit today. In Europe, shares are up more than 0.5% at the moment. Asian markets closed higher. Wall Street yesterday, early gains of the day were erased by rising oil prices. And you guessed it, those BP fears. The Dow lost just under 0.5%, 40 points to close at 98.99. Today is the one-year anniversary of the day Chrysler joined Italian carmaker Fiat and emerged from a bankruptcy, a quick bankruptcy at that. Chrysler hopes a new version of an old favorite can help it in the year ahead. Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports.
By the time Fiat took over Chrysler last year, the company didn't have any new vehicles in the pipeline. Alan Baum is an auto industry analyst, and he says Chrysler's been getting its act together over the last 12 months.
They've obviously righted the ship in terms of management and having a plan. Their product plan is a reasonable one going forward.
But Baum says it'll be at least a year before Chrysler gets a new model into showrooms, and he says more likely it'll take two or three. So the company's come up with an interim solution. It's going to relaunch one of its most popular brands, the Jeep Grand Cherokee. Dave Boulay is at PCG Campbell. It's a marketing firm that specializes in the auto industry. He says Chrysler's going to spend a lot of money promoting the brand.
Companies have to sell what they're making, and currently that's what they have.
Nobody expects that relaunching the Cherokee is going to turn the company around, but the SUV could help it hold on until it has some new models to sell. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com.
Payday loans are short-term loans you can get in check cashing stores or even online. They cost a lot of money. So community organizers in Baltimore are trying to wean people off by forcing them into financial fitness classes. Kathy Duchamp reports.
Felix Torres Colon runs a nonprofit called Neighborhood Housing Services. The group wants to protect people from so-called predatory lending practices.
We're really kind of a bridge to get people more used to more normal practices and then hopefully graduate them to mainstream institutions.
Borrow and Save is a pilot loan program for Baltimore residents who Colon says get caught in a cycle of taking a loan, then paying it back, then taking another loan.
Over and over and over again. They get in that cycle. The problem with robbing Peter to pay Paul, you're just really shifting deck chairs on the Titanic, so to speak.
A two-week cash advance loan carries an interest rate of around 30%, but if you don't pay it back on time, the rate can go up to 300% or more. That's the situation Daryl Witherspoon got in.
Yeah, it took me maybe 3-4 years to actually get caught up and clear of all of that.
Witherspoon was one of the first people to sign up for the Borrow and Save program. He got a $1,000 loan with an 8% interest rate. He had a year to pay it back. That's more time than he'd get with a payday loan at a fraction of the cost. But for Witherspoon, the biggest bang for the buck came from the mandatory financial fitness classes.
That was the best part of it, because I really didn't expect the counseling and tutoring financially that they gave.
Witherspoon learned the specific steps required to improve a credit score, like writing letters to credit reporting agencies to clarify a debt. He also learned the importance of paying yourself first.
So now I snatch $40 out of my pay, no matter what, going into a savings account, just to make sure, you know, I got a little extra that I don't need or don't touch.
Witherspoon has had to dip into his savings for some unexpected medical expenses. Still, he managed to pay off his loan from the Borrow and Save program in just 5 months, thanks to an income tax refund. Neighborhood Housing of Baltimore says it shows that people of little means are not necessarily bad credit risks. In Baltimore, I'm Kathy Ducharme for Marketplace.
And finally, there's a lot of superstition in baseball. The curse of the Bambino in Boston, Billy Goats in Chicago. Los Angeles is taking it to a whole new level. The LA Times reports for 5 years, the Dodgers employed a physicist and healer to think positive thoughts about the team. He lives 3,000 miles away from Dodger Stadium. The Dodgers owners, Frank and Jamie McCourt, didn't tell very many people about this healer. A spokesman says he can improve a team's chance of winning by at least 10%. The Dodgers did make it to the playoffs during his telepathic tenure, but they never got to the World Series. For their part, the McCourts, who are in the throes of a nasty divorce, point fingers at the other as to whose idea it was for the healer. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis.
American Public Media.